This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Forget Brexit, folks. Over the weekend in Colombia, it was Farxit. A referendum to ratify a historic peace deal in Colombia was rejected. A slim 50.24% of Colombia's voters, in a major shocker, rejected 4 years of negotiations between Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and FARC leader Timoleon Jimenez, leaving open the possibility that the more than half century of conflict between these two sides would continue. Former Colombian President Uribe, who led the opposition to the peace accord, was calling for national unity after the vote. We're going to start by sorting out that shocker in Bogota, and we will get to the tax revelations in Donald Trump's leaked tax returns a little later in the hour. And that's some tasty business. Don't even think about missing a moment of this Monday edition of The Takeaway. And as I said, we begin with Nadia Drost, who is a Bogota-based reporter on assignment for the PBS NewsHour. She says there was no warning whatsoever for this outcome from the Colombia weekend vote.
I think there is a sense of complete and utter shock here throughout Colombia, both for Colombians who voted yes in support of the peace accords, but also for those who rejected them. The no side never expected to win. So the country has really been tossed into a state of confusion, looking for explanations and not really knowing what is going to happen next.
Is there any statistical indication of what happened? Did a lot of people stay home because they thought it was a foregone conclusion? And did the polls, which showed that yes was going to win, mean that a lot of people who didn't really want no to happen felt like they could vote their conscience?
We haven't seen detailed statistical analysis come in, but there is this big statistical upset where the expectations were so different from the results. As you said, polls leading up to the vote showed that the yes vote would sail in quite comfortably, and instead the no vote came in just a razor's edge ahead. One explanation is that, first of all, Colombia has a historical tendency to have very low voter turnout for any kind of election, and we saw that yet again. So only 37% of the electorate actually voted in what is probably the most important vote in Colombia's history. We had huge torrential rainstorms, particularly along the Atlantic coast, which polls had showed were more in favor of the yes side. That is a kind of stronghold of President Santos. And so, you know, there is speculation that perhaps if more people in rain-affected areas had been able to get out to vote, maybe it would have tipped it the other way, because the difference in the votes was so marginal. We're talking about a mere 50,000 votes.
Nadia, this has a quality of the Wizard of Oz to it. I mean, what happens now? It's as though the people of Colombia have told the FARC and the government, okay, bring us the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West, go back and fight.
Exactly. This was a minor miracle that this peace accord actually was signed. It was 4 years in the making. We're talking about ending a 52-year-old war. And the fact that so many Colombians voted against it and decided essentially not to give peace a chance has so many people dumbfounded. As to what is next, nobody knows. In fact, there seems to be no plan B on the part of either the government or the FARC. This possibility was simply not expected. We heard President Santos last night address the public and say that he was going to be calling for a meeting today, bringing together all political factions. That includes his rival, former President Álvaro Uribe, who has been the most ardent supporter and leader of the No campaign. And what's expected is that they will be talking about a possible renegotiation. Now, this opens a whole Pandora's box of complications. You can imagine if it was this difficult for the FARC and the government to reach an agreement on their own, and it took 4 years, if you bring in Álvaro Uribe, who has been both the arch enemy of President Santos as well as the FARC, I don't know how much longer it's going to take to renegotiate an agreement. What is surprising is that both the FARC and the government in the past have said that if this peace deal is not accepted, they would not go back to the negotiating table. There seems to be an openness on both parts to perhaps give that a try. The FARC also, in a statement last night, said that they are still committed to using words and not weapons in the search for peace in the future.
Well, let's hope that holds out. There were ripples throughout Latin America over the weekend as this vote and the shock settled in other places. I'm wondering what the implications are for the region. And is this political squabbling and a chess game, or do people in Colombia really have misgivings about any kind of a deal that doesn't punish the FARC more for the war?
I think this vote has really been a moment of reckoning for Colombians. And what it has essentially shown is that there are a lot of people who are not either willing to forgive the FARC or cannot simply face two major aspects of the peace accords. And one is that the FARC, under these peace accords, would not see traditional jail time. They would see alternative sentences. And the other is that they would have the chance to participate in politics. And those two things are very difficult for a lot of members of Colombian society to stomach. I think that on the side of the FARC, this vote sends a very strong message to them that the Colombian public is not ready to accept them back into society. And I think that, often in the mountains and jungles of Colombia right now, there are a lot of very nervous FARC fighters thinking, what does this mean for them? Do they have to go back to war? And if they don't, what kind of security guarantees are they going to have coming out of the bush eventually to a society which is not ready to accept them?
Nadia Dross is a Bogota-based reporter on assignment for the PBS NewsHour. Thanks so much, Nadia.
Thank you, John.